The cases of child abuse have been such a focus of media attention here that we wanted to address the issue quite directly and quite unambiguously. And we wanted to say that we acknowledge the damage that's been done. We see this as a shameful and obviously a crime, but we want to go beyond that as well and describe the actions of priests and religious who have abused children as profoundly sinful, for which we seek sorrow, repentance, and reparation. And that's the main thrust of what we want to say. Together with that, we acknowledge that cases have been mishandled in the past, and we apologize for the additional hurt that that has caused. And then thirdly, we express a very fervent and recommitment to our work with children, to the vulnerable, and we express great confidence in the people of the church, the priests, the religious, and the laity, that they know how to conduct this generous activity with regard to children, and we will continue to do that full of realistic hope.
You're calling for special days of prayer there, aren't you, in England and Wales to try and pray for reconciliation over this issue?
That's correct. We're going to use the four Fridays of the month of May. That's leading up to Pentecost, actually. And we invite parishes to use the time as they think fit. We suggest in silent prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, because when we're deeply distressed by what has happened, then we bring those concerns to the Lord and we ask his forgiveness, because he is the only source of thorough and healing forgiveness.
As you say, the outcry, the anger, the confusion over this crisis is enormous. How far do you hope these measures can go in restoring trust and confidence in the church?
Well, we speak on behalf of the church in England and Wales. And what we're very aware of is a real dissonance between what has been quite understandably consistently present in the media, on the one hand, and the trust and affection that people have for their priests in parishes up and down the country on the other. So what we want to do is to acknowledge without any ambiguity the errors of the past, the wrongdoings of the past, and at the same time express our very real confidence in the present and in the future. As you know, we've done a lot of work in these areas in England and Wales, and I believe the church in England and Wales does enjoy the confidence of the people of the church and, I think, the intelligent observers of what goes on.
You are very clear. You say there can be no excuses, and yet there are plenty of other church leaders in other countries, European countries, who have tried to shift the blame onto the media or the secular mentality or even the homosexual community. How much do you hope that the clarity and the honesty you're expressing here can be taken up by others, other church leaders, including people here in the Vatican?
Well, what we have said resonates very profoundly with us. I and all the members of this Bishop's Conference are at peace. We know that what we say today is true, and we do not wish to put forward excuses. We're not even interested in comparisons with other parts of society. These are the facts that have happened, or what have happened in the church. There are no excuses to be offered. We simply regret and we express our sorrow and we will seek repentance. And that is the way forward.
Can I ask you, perhaps, from your position, what is your reaction to this statement?
Well, I welcome the statement for two reasons. One, because it so clearly acknowledges the damage that's done to those who are victims of abuse and the long-standing effects that it has on them. I welcome it, too, because it's clear and unambiguous in accepting the responsibility of the church. But above all, I'm grateful too for the thanks to those who are involved in safeguarding throughout the church in this country. Because although we do have good, robust structures and procedures in this country, we're not complacent and we must never become so. Because what we've learned from experience is those who wish to abuse, those who seek to abuse, will try every avenue, and we need that strong commitment from the leadership of the church, and we need the support of the bishops to carry on our work of safeguarding.
You're in close contact with victims' groups. How much do you think this statement is going to be able to overcome some of the hurt and some of the anger?
I think it will be a step towards doing that. It's a long-term hurt that people have, and it takes a long time to overcome the hurt and the distress that people suffer. But a public statement like this that acknowledges so clearly that damage and acknowledges the responsibility is a very big step forward for many people.